my pencil and pen up here. I sure did.
Kind of hard to write notes. I don't have a pencil.
Let's go to work, Lord. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, just to come to you, Father, and just to study your word, Father, on your third person, Father, the Holy Spirit, Father, and to draw us more close to you, and not just be the end of this lesson, Father, but a challenge to each one of us, Father, to rely on your convicting power of your Holy Spirit to teach us, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have heard very little about the work of the Holy Spirit does after the rapture. However, a study of the Holy Spirit would not be complete without this lesson. To study this in a manner that is easily understood, we must start with the next great event on God's time clock. The rapture of the church, Thessalonians 4:13-16. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so when also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The rapture and the Holy Spirit can take place at any time.
Amen.
There is no prophecy which must take place before the rapture can happen. And the rapture and the Holy Spirit, 2 Thessalonians 2:3-7. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin may be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, sheweth himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 7. The one who now letteth is commonly known as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit restrains by working through Christians. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? He restrains by working through the church, Ephesians 2:21-22. In whom also the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. When Christians are raptured out of this world, the Holy Spirit will go with them. And the tribulation period. The tribulation begins shortly after the rapture of the church. The tribulation lasts for a period of about 7 years. It's divided into two sections, which are 3.5 years each. The first 3.5 years are the tribulation. The second 3.5 years are the great tribulation. Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. And in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Seventy weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore, understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 3 score and 2 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in the troubled times. And after 3 score and 2 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and to the end of the war desolation are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even to the consummation, and after that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And the purpose of tribulation is twofold. God will prepare Israel for the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth. Matthew 24:9-20. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations. And then shall the end come. Then when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, then in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath. God will judge the unbelieving Gentiles, Isaiah 26:21. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Many people alive on earth at the rapture will be eternally lost. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and 12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and all deceitfulness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. A great number will go in lost, but will be saved in the tribulation. 144,000 Jews will be saved, Revelation 7, 4 through 8. And I heard a number of them which were sealed, and were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. A tribulation period in the Holy Spirit. Revelation did not tell us that the Holy Spirit acted during that time, but it is reasonable to assume that the Holy Spirit will work on earth after the rapture. We must not forget that the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. Psalm 139, 7 through 8. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. John 3:5 states, except Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." There is no ceasing of the Holy Spirit work in salvation during the tribulation. That cannot be possible according to the Scriptures. And Joel 2:28-32. Okay. Okay. 28-32, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be burned, turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered. Deliverance as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The prophecy was referenced by Peter in Acts 2:16-21. But clearly it was not totally fulfilled at that time. Acts 2. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And young men shall see visions. And young men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour out my upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of the grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Therefore, we must conclude that the Holy Spirit will be present on earth during the tribulation period. He may operate after the pattern in which he operated in the Old Testament, but he will continue to work his work of convicting people of their sins and pointing them to Jesus Christ, the millennium, and the Holy Spirit. The millennium will begin when the Lord returns. Matthew 6:9-10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Every person on earth at that time who is saved will enter the kingdom. The millennium will begin with nothing but saved people. However, those people will take the sin nature with them into that age. The result will be that every child will be born with a sin nature. Every one of those children will need to be born again. With that being true, we must assume that the Spirit will be present and working. John 3:5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. According to the scripture, that is the only possibility of those children being saved. And in Isaiah 11:9, they shall not hurt nor destroy any all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And Habakkuk 2:4. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Both verses in context are speaking of the kingdom age. The Holy Spirit is a person who will teach you all things. John 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and his wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And John 16:13. Oh, I read the wrong one. That was Luke. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then John 16:13. Howbeit, when he is the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come, and then reveals the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed him unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. These verses together tell us that the Holy Spirit will have a great part in that day. Those in the millennium will be brought into full knowledge of God in that day. What a day that will be. Amen. Any questions? Brother Curtis, you want to close us in prayer?